Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and ageofthecustomer.com. John Bradbury is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. He works very hard all the time, helping people just like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace, coaching them and encouraging them and teaching them how to be better at what they do so they can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for your leadership and the hard work that you do.
My pleasure. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, John, I see the marketplace, the small business sector, I should say, I see it as having completely been transformed over the last 30 or so years because of a number of different things. But the small business sector has grown significantly in the last 30 years, but primarily because, or I should say primarily, we've gone from being just backwater mom and pops, you know, operating shops here and there, to being a major factor in the global marketplace. What do you think?
Well, I think that's right, and the cost of launching a business has dropped dramatically, and there's actually a very interesting report in The Economist magazine over the past few weeks about the global startup ecosystem that's taking off primarily because of advances in software-oriented businesses,
mm-hmm.
and how easy it is to launch something. What I'm curious to get your opinion on, Jim, is innovation. I think innovation has become, because of the same technology shifts that you talk about in your book, and information is so easily accessible now, and knowledge is a commodity. Ideas are commodities. There are no great secrets anymore, or very few. Because of that, it's easy for businesses to launch, but I also find that, at least in the startup world, the game is to see how quickly you can sell your company and get out of it, because the assumption is you're not going to be able to protect that advantage.
Right.
Because of the customer power, the shift to, it's not just customer power, but it's the shift to competitive
mm-hmm.
forces. So what do you advise businesses?
I think the value of that idea has less and less value. I think the value of it has a shorter life. That's more of a problem than the fact that somebody is going to, going to take you, whatever it is you have, or go around you. In other words, I think
the shelf life of an idea or the value seems to be decreased.
I think so, and that's a really good way. That's a very good way to say it. What do you think about that?
Well, I feel like the spirit of what you write about in your book, I think of it as having a market orientation and a sense of kind of a mindset of renewal, always thinking about how you can continue to let the market customer shape your business and reshape your business.
Well, you and I have talked about innovation on this show together before, John, and we didn't say that you had to turn your business upside down every 90 days. We just said that your customer has a little tiny variation of new expectation that you have to deal with, and that could be the slightest little nuance.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still an innovation, and it's still focused on what the customers expect of you.
Well, it's innovating not only in what you offer, but how you offer it.
Yeah,
that's
right.
I'm curious. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and 100% of that is being driven by the customer. See, it was a time, John, when a lot of what we did was responding to competitors, because that's when sellers had control of the relationship and customers took whatever the sellers, whatever businesses offered. So you watched your competitor. Well, we're making a complete shift now in the age of the customer to where you don't really want to watch your competitor anymore. You actually get farther behind if you watch your competitor. You should be watching your customer, asking your customers. They're the ones who are driving the innovation demand. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right. I'm doing a little bit of work with bigger companies around innovation and, you know, the greatest and how they build internal entrepreneurial talent.
Mm-hmm.
And get that talent to remain in the company rather than leaving and starting their own company. And the primary shift they need to make is to be less internally focused and remember and reconnect with the customer. And, you know, it's that ability to set your strategy from the outside in. And
Go ahead.
I'm just saying too many talented people in big organizations are caught up in staffing roles or roles that are several layers removed from the marketplace.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. Let me tell you something that happened in my own organization. We were building something not all that long ago, and it was going to be pretty innovative. And when I looked at it, I actually ordered the thing to be done, and when I looked at it, when I got the product, I said, well, this isn't going to work. They said, what do you mean? I said, because you're innovating for your sake, not for the customer's sake. Well, this is how we need to do it. And and what came back to me was that what wound up happening was that this is how they wanted it to be, not how the customer wanted it to be.
Yeah, an idea isn't cool until the customer says
it. That's exactly right. But that's what you got to be careful about, innovation in the age of the customer, folks. It's got to be all about the customer. Whatever they expect from you, and those expectations are changing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.